You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
MashaAllah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, remember this program is going to be a program where if you need any wazaif, any istikhara, inshallah azawajal, we're going to be doing the istikhara. We're going to give you the wazaif as well. So if there's any problems that you're struggling about something, or you want to have an istikhara done, you've got financial problems or any problems at home, don't worry, please always remember that there is someone to help you. And alhamdulillah azawajal, Dawat Islam is beautiful. Spiritual Cures program, inshallah, so that we are going to be giving you wazaif as well. So if you want to have an istikhara, then it's very easy. Again, we need the person's name, the mother's name, and also just a brief description of what the problem is. We'll do the istikhara, and inshallah, so that we will tell you what the problem is. Remember, istikhara is not 100%. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala knows what the best is. But inshallah, so that we will do the istikhara. If you are wanting to do an istikhara for any marriage proposal or any marriages, then inshallah, so that the number to ring is 012-74-733-578. Ring that number, and inshallah, so that the brothers, they will do the istikhara for you, because sometimes they do ask some more information regarding for marriage proposals.
Yeah, additional information is required, which is the reason why we can't do it here in the studio.
MashaAllah. I got some messages before the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have been finding it very hard to look for a job for a while now. Please do istikhara, keep my name anonymous. Sadly, we don't know what the name is. That's wa asta. Yeah, so please remember, istikhara is not going to be possible unless we get the full details as well. Okay, mashallah, azawajal. Got a message, assalamu alaikum assalam. Got istikhara done online. Answer was temporary problem. What does this mean? So they have azmaish. So azmaish basically means that it is a test from Allah azawajal. There is no black magic, there is no evil eye or nothing like that. It's just a test from Allah azawajal. And inshallah azawajal, we will give you the wazaif for that as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. If you temporary problem,
ya sami'u, ya sami'u, 100 times. There's no fixed time for this particular spiritual cure. Any time through the day or in the evening. But whilst you're performing the spiritual cure, that you shouldn't speak. So 100 times, durushi before and after, inshallah, azza wa jal. If Allah wills, then this temporary problem will go away.
Inshallah, azza wa jal. Salam, wa alaikum assalam. Can you give me a wazifa for bleeding gums and a wazifa for prevention of gum disease? Salam alaikum wa alaikum assalam. I would like to know if buying bigger house is better for me as my children are growing. Please don't mention the name.
Details been sent on?
Yeah, they've sent the details.
I thought people are getting out of practice because we haven't been on a couple of weeks.
So inshallah, azawajal, we'll do the istikhara for you as well. Islam, my two marriages broke. Can I ask why? And what's wrong with me, please? I don't think we'll be able to tell you why they've broken or what's wrong with you. Maybe you need to sit down and think to yourself, what is the problem? Why are my marriages breaking down?
What we can do, Afsar, for that particular situation is that they can get a general istikhara done.
Okay.
Just in case that there's some interruption of any type or...
I'm going to send that details. Send me the details.
Do a general istikhara. If that comes back clear, that's where we'll conclude to what you were just mentioning, where they need to sit and ponder about what reasons.
Theek hai, inshallah. Ji, I passed them on. So inshallah, azawajal, as soon as we get a reply, I will definitely let you know as well. Now, another thing, my dear Islam brother, this is just a general talk that, you know, sometimes people think, you know, why is this happening to me? You know, why is my marriage is breaking down? Why are these things happening? But we need to understand that, you know, it might not be yourself, so don't always blame yourself as well that it's happening because of me. But it is always good that you sit down and you do ponder over yourself. You know, just ask yourself some questions that, you know, why is these marriages breaking up? Why am I having this problem? And maybe if you find something inside your own self, you can try to make things better. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please give a wazifa for earache? Allahu Akbar. About the guy who's, Shahid bhai, he must be thinking, well, you didn't. Ji, Shahid bhai, jazakallahu khaira. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Please make dua for my dad, Sayyid Muhyiddin. He has just had the vaccine. May Allah Ta'ala save him from any harm. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give your dad a long, healthy life. MashaAllah, Azawajal. Sayyid Sahib Bapu, MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala keep him away from every disease and every evil as well. Please advise ilaj to be done for person whose teeth is not growing properly. They need to go for operation or put braces in their mouth to align their teeth. What ilaj can be done for their teeth to grow normal? Okay, inshallah, we'll give you a wazifa to read as well. But I think one of the things is that obviously the dentist will have a clear ilaj for that as well. Bracelets are very common nowadays, and there's so many different ways, you know, braces that have come out. So don't worry, inshallah, Azawajal. If you are having braces done, inshallah, Azawajal, they will be okay. Salam, you are, I hope you are well. Wa alaikum assalam. I would like to request istikhara for my brother. Please do not mention his name. Could you say passcode Medina? He's getting in a lot of trouble. Jeet Sahur bhai, I've got some istikhara requests as well. We had an Islamic brother who wanted to buy a bigger house. He wanted to have an istikhara. Then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the istikhara has been done and he says it's not better to go buy a bigger house. The other istikhara where someone sent regarding marriages breaking up, the message has come back as waqti as maisha, is a temporary test from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Islam brother who sent her istikhara request about his brother who's getting into a lot of trouble, the istikhara has come back as nazr-e-bad. Nazr-e-bad is evil eye, and the way you can get rid of that is recite La ilaha illallah 60 times and blow onto that person. Inshallah, so that Allah Ta'ala will give him shifa, will give him cure as well.
Yafzab, in regards to one of the messages that came through regarding somebody suffering from bleeding gums, a home remedy here, I'll mention, there's a couple of things actually which I'll mention, inshallah, Azawajal, for those who are suffering with bleeding gums. If you have alam, which apni zaban patkari, yeah?
Patkari.
Alam, yeah? So if they get some alam, you can get this from the local Asian stores, it's quite common. So if you take some alam and heat it upon the griddle, tawa, until it goes...
What's the tawa called in English?
Griddle.
Ara? MashaAllah, chalo, theek hai. Well,
okay. So put some patkari, put some this alam onto the tawa until it starts heating up and it starts bubbling. Once it starts bubbling, then if you crush it and make it into powder, so get the langri out.
We're learning a lot of stuff here.
Okay, so crush it into powder form and then rub it upon the gums. Inshallah, the gums will stop bleeding.
Mashallah.
Something else which you can do is rub lemon juice on the gums. That's also something which is beneficial. Also, you can mix a little bit of baking soda. You know, the carnivala soda.
Baking soda.
Baking soda with apple juice and rub that on the gums as well. That is very beneficial as well for bleeding gums.
MashaAllah. Now we've got an Islam brother, he says, can you give me a wazifa so I can increase madani work in my area? MashaAllah. The first time we've got this question, which is really good, MashaAllah. So wazifa to increase madani work in your area, MashaAllah. Remember, Piyar Islam Bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, the more we worry about our deen, the more love we have for our deen, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the more reward we will be getting from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, you know, bleeding for gums, yeah, we can use miswak as well. Miswak is a very beautiful tool that you can use for bleeding gums as well. I know of an Islamic brother who used to have a lot of problem with gum disease. And mashallah, since the day he started using miswak, Allah Ta'ala gave him barakat as well. So where you have the wazifa that we could say totka that we gave, inshallah, so that we can try using miswak as well, mashallah.
In regards to earache, I think, in regards to earache, anybody who's suffering from earache, if you recite Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u 21 times with the Durood Sharif before and after, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the earache will subside, it will be reduced, inshallah, get better.
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to get an istihara done for myself. I am working for a company. I have been there for 6 months. I want to know if I apply for a position in management, will this be good for me? And if this is this company is good for my future as well, could you please check? No one has given me nazar, as I get nazar quite easily. Code name Attar. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I have a house in Pakistan and I'm trying to sell it, but every time someone is interested, they ask and then never follow up again. I was wondering why it's not selling. So it's a house that they've got in Pakistan. Shall I send that for? We'll do the istikhara. Please could you repeat the istikhara, please? The thing is, you've only sent me a message. Let me just tell the viewers as well, because what happens is, all these messages that are coming, we don't get them directly here. They come to our head office in Pakistan, where, you know, they are checked, and also they are sent from the main server from there. So if the message comes to me here, I will not be able to know which number this message has come from. So please, whenever you send a message, make sure you send a message on one, the name, the description, the mother's name, on one message. If it's all separated, then if there's a few other messages in between, then we don't know what's happening. So it's very important that please, if you can send us a message as one message. I want to do istikhara for my nephew. He wants to start a business. Is it better for him to stay currently where he is in Pakistan or move to a different country? Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Brother, it's me again. Please, can you explain how I can stop waswase during salah? Okay, so we don't know who that me is, but inshallah, we'll tell you the, so how to stop waswase. Salam, can you please do istikhara for my mom's health? She is always worried, tense out. Can you also do istikhara for my brother's marriage? He doesn't want to get married. Always saying he isn't ready for it. He's 25 years old. Okay, inshallah, we'll do the istikhara for that as well. Yes, so istikhara has been done for code word ATAR. The istikhara has been done, and istikhara is better. There is no nazar. And inshallah, if you do apply for that management job, you said, inshallah, it is better for yourself. But there is no nazar on you, so don't worry about that, inshallah.
Bismillah. After the message you mentioned about the brother, mashallah, may Allah increase his enthusiasm, that wants to increase madani work in his area. So if his brother recites, Ya Ahadu, 1,000 times, inshallah, and makes dua, that's one. And then the same spiritual cure, Ya Ahadu, if he recites it 9 times with the rushi before and after, and then makes the effort or invitation. So at the moment, for example, if he's speaking to somebody on the phone or other means like that, so if he recites Ya Ahadu 9 times with the rushi before and after, then makes an effort, inshallah, he will gain success with his effort. Once it comes to actually practically doing it, then inshallah he can change the means and then do it practically as well, inshallah.
Cheek, mashallah. So that was Ifao, Ya Ahadu, for that Islamic brother who wanted to increase the Madani work, Naveed Bhai. So inshallah, Azawajal, recite Ya Ahadu 9 times before you talk to someone, inshallah. This is for everyone and all the Muballagheen, Muballaghat, those who are watching. Inshallah, Azawajal, a very beautiful wazifa. Recite Ya Ahadu 9 times and then do Neki Ki Dawat in Faradi Koshish. Allah Ta'ala will give you success in that as well. We had an istikhara where an Islam brother wanted istikhara for his nephew. He wants to start a business. If you can tell us, please, what the business is for. Inshallah, so that we will be able to do the istikhara for you.
There was another message which you mentioned about somebody having problems with satanic whispers.
Which
is very common. So it's good to take note of this particular spiritual cure, inshallah. This will help a lot of viewers that are watching. It mentions that those who suffer from satanic whispers, if you sit alone in a dark room and then recite the following spiritual cure 93 times, simply Ya Hamidu, Ya Hamidu, Ya Hamidu. Recite this 93 times with Durood Sharif before and after, but sit in seclusion. Sit in a separate room where it's quiet and it's dark, and then recite the spiritual cure with the Rushi before and after. And it mentions a duration of at least 45 days, and inshallah, you'll get rid of this satanic
whisper. Mashallah. And a lot of people do get quite confused and quite worried about this as well, because it does take over your life sometimes, when you get these whispers.
I think if you try to avoid it, it's like when it happens, if you try to avoid it, then it might not try again. It's like it stops. But if you think about it
too much,
and follow it in a sense, then that's when it starts taking over. Then you'll get it. In it. For example, if it started initially when somebody is just reading namaz and it's regarding the units, the rak'at, etc. And then it'll start leading when you're doing the wuzu as well and other things. It'll really take over.
Ajee, we had an Islamic sister who wanted to have istikhara. She has psoriasis puri body pe phaila hua hai. Or sehat theek nahi rehti. Istikhara has been done for that. It is a sign of illness. So no black magic, no evil eye. It's a sign of illness. If you are taking medications, please do take your medication as well. And also, wazifa for us. Another istikhara has been done for Islam brother who wanted a sehat for his mom. She always worried and tense. The istikhara has been done. And again, the istikhara has come back as bimari, illness. It is no evil eye and no whispers of the shaitan.
If the person who's regularly ill, if they continuously recite Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, it's very beneficial, inshallah.
Islamic brother sent in a message. There's no code word, but he says, I have a house in Pakistan and I'm trying to sell it, but every time someone is interested, they don't follow up. There's nothing, it's all clear, there's no jadu or anything like that, alhamdulillah. So don't worry about that, inshallah. So can we have a wazifa for selling the house?
Yeah, we're just going to give you that just now.
Just bear with me. Let me just read a few messages. Assalamu alaikum wa salam. Can I do istikhara for my grandma? Please use the word Nottingham, Medina. Her name. Okay. My granddad always shouts at all of her daughters in Pakistan and she hits herself and other.
Any types of property, whether it's a house, whether it's a business, even a car, any property that you're wanting to sell and you're not managing for one reason or another. Alhamdulillah, this spiritual cure was given by Amir al-Sunnah. I think it was mentioned in one of the Madinah Muzakirahs as well, alhamdulillah, where you recite this particular verse. I'll give the reference first. It's chapter 13, Surah Yusuf, verse number 80. So you recite this once, Durood Sharif before and after, and perform them upon your property that you're selling. So if it's a house, blow upon the house. If it's a car or whatever that you're trying to sell.
You need blow on the house, not blow up the house.
No, blow on the Gigi. On. Gigi. So inshallah, it'll get sold.
Inshallah. Is that what you recite when you sold your car? MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. We'll get some more messages as well. Psoriasis is a condition that causes red and crusty patches of skin covered with silvery scales. in his skin problem. Yeah, kharish type. Yes.
Skin disorder.
Jazakallah Naveed bhai.
Jazakallah Naveed.
Allah sunne bachchiyon ki salamat rakha tha. Unhone bhi ki sehat da.
Istikhara was done in regards to that. Yeah.
Ji.
Okay. So in regards to this, I'll give you a reference. It's a verse that needs to be recited. It's chapter 18, Surah Mu'minun, verse number 14. Chapter 18, Surah Mu'minun, verse number 14, which needs to be recited and then dhamm performed upon the ailing person. I've got it here, so I'll recite it once for you as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So recite this once. Do shave before and after and perform them upon the ailing person.
Is that for the psoriasis?
The psoriasis.
Okay, mashallah. Ji, we had some for istikhara. They wanted to do a rishta. The man is in Pakistan and the girl is in the UK. The istikhara has been done and it's not come as good. So it's not better, the rishta. But again, like we said, that istikhara is not 100%. Make sure that you look at all your side as well. But always remember one thing as well. If you made a decision on something and you want to do it, then it's pointless having an istikhara done at that time, because obviously you've already made that decision, you've made the investment and everything. It's like we had an istikhara of someone, you know, they wanted to have a marriage. And basically what's happened is they've already made the decision, rishta paka, yeah, now they did istikhara, it turned out not better. You know, so you're not going to go back and break the rishta. Just look at everything.
Yeah, this
in
is
detail.
This is, you know, when we mentioned that additional information is required. This is the reason why. And then if any of them questions or the conditions aren't met, then the istikhara won't be performed, you know, in the first place.
Ji, mashallah.
Save some problems. This is a phrase which Amir al-Sunnah mm-hmm. gave to the majlis. Only Allah knows the truth of the matter, and also be mindful of the ruling that definite knowledge of unseen ayy ghaib is not acquired through istikhara.
Subhanallah. Like people saying, you know, what am I going to do tomorrow? What will happen to me? Obviously, these are, you know, signs of, you know, ilm ghaib. No one knows the ilm ghaib apart from Allah Ta'ala and whomever He wishes. And sadly, what happens is people will go to someone and they'll say, you know, it's so-and-so who's done, you know, the black magic, you know, so this is what's happened. It's her. And they might tell the first letter, and then when they're given a tenner extra, then they'll tell the whole name.
Whole name,
and we've had where people have, you know, their families have been torn apart because of these people. So we need to be mindful of that as well. And we've also had an istikhara where he says that, I want to do istikhara for my nephew. He wants to start a business. Is it better for him to stay currently where he's in Pakistan and work in an electricity shop or move to a different country? Okay, let me just forward that again, inshallah.
Yeah, if when somebody is wanting to get an istikhara done in relation to starting a business, if they mention the nature of business, that's also helpful.
Ji.
Okay? And if it's in regards to buying a property, if you've got the address, or if you're buying a vehicle or a car or something, then
what model?
If you've got not model, just registration plate is sufficient.
Or registration
plate. Because you're doing the istikhara for that specific
thing. Yeah. Ji, mashallah. Ji, we had a request where Islam Brother wanted to know, they have a lot of family issues, fights, and you know, arguments for no reason at home. He says that. We'll be sat at home and the next minute we'll be quarreling with each other. So it's a husband and wife. So I think the first thing is that if you can look for a wazifa, or if you know
I'll give a wazifa. What they can do, if they want to do istikhara done, if they do istikhara of the actual house, so if they send in, if they're watching now, if they send in the head of the household's name with his mother's name and then get the istikhara done for the house, send the address as well. And then get the istikhara done of the house, just in case there's any reason why this is happening. But inshallah, we'll give a spiritual cure in regards to this, inshallah.
Okay. Istikhara has been done for, there was no code word, but it's for an Islamic brother who said that he was in Pakistan. His nephew works in an electricity shop. The istikhara has been done and he's come back. It's better where he is. So it's, you know, wherever he's working in Pakistan, it's better than moving to a different country. So inshallah, Again, like I said, that istikhara is not 100% accurate in a sense that it's not ilm al-ghayb. You know, look at all the other means as well. And then if you want to make a decision. Someone sent in a message. Well, I've got a few messages. Psoriasis is a skin condition.
Jazakallah khairah.
My granddad doesn't hit her. I typed granddad instead of grandma. Okay. Or I will let him off then.
Okay. In regards to this, the arguments or disputes that are happening in the home. Now, if it's the husband that's creating the situation, then the wife can do the spiritual cure. And if it's vice versa, then...
no one's going to say it's me. It's always...
Either way, that's, basically...
both of them read.
Both of them read, ji.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, Ali ho gaya masla.
Bilkul, doi podo.
Ji. So, this particular spiritual cure needs to be recited 1100 times after Salatul Zuhr. So, after you've done Zuhr Salah, then recite this particular spiritual cure 1100 times. And it mentions duration 11 days. Once you've completed the spiritual cure, then make dua. Inshallah, it will be accepted. And it's Ya Saburu. Ya Saburu, Ya Saburu. 1100 times after Zuhr Salah.
Ya Saad.
Saad, yeah.
Ya Saburu. Now the problem is, you know, they're going to read Ya Saburu instead of Ya Saburu. So that's another problem because if the makharij isn't correct, it's not going to work because makharij is very, very important.
MashaAllah, iska hal bhi Dawud Islam is given.
Ji, alhamdulillah.
The cure for this as well,
you know, so many times we've also mentioned this as well that we are willing to teach people fi sabilillah. There are many classes going around, MashaAllah, and there are people who are learning. So it's like one Islam brother, we did an istikhara for him, and he said, you know, I can't read this wazifa because I'm working. You know, but the thing is,
can you do it for me?
He said, can you do it for me? I goes, yeah, I'll do it for you, but if you only the food, don't eat that, give that to me as well. I eat it for you as well. So the thing is, if there's anything wrong, you have to read the wazif and then read it with the proper tajweed as well. That's very important.
You know, maybe there are some people at home that have always been thinking that, inshallah, I'm going to sort my tajweed out, I'm going to learn, I'm going to attend Dawud Islami's Madrasatul Balighan, which you know they keep mentioning. And they've always had that intention but never got around to doing it.
You know, we can make time for everything else, but not for the deen. And to be honest with you, you know, I personally, you know, I study the Quran as well. You know, I have a class, mashallah, that I've started just today. Because knowledge is something that you can't, you know, you can't have enough. You know, and like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we heard from the scholars that, you know, two people will always be greedy. One person will be greedy for knowledge and the other person will be greedy for wealth. And so you do find people, they'll be shattered, they'll be exhausted, but they'll still carry on working. You know, hal min mazid, just one more hour, just another pound, just another 1 hour more wage. But end of day, they don't look after themselves and they'll get ill. And then you'll have other people who just want to get knowledge and knowledge and knowledge. So please always make yourself such a person that you're always studying knowledge. And the ulama-i-kiram, they say that always be a person who's always studying. You know, so alhamdulillah azza wa jal, many people who know me, you know, to be honest with you, Quran is something that, you know, the more love you have, the more you will dwell into it as well. So study the Quran if you haven't studied the Quran as well. There are Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters who are ready to teach fi sabilillah, but we need to give our time for
this. There's that situation as well. It's like, you know, it's like when we came into the environment, you know, we're going back quite a lot of years now, but, you know, when we came into the environment, you know, we'd learn how to recite the Quran Pak, but it wasn't according to the correct pronunciations, it wasn't according to tajweed. So it's not that we knew it right from the start. You know, alhamdulillah, you know, we put some time in, we put some effort in, alhamdulillah, you know, I can remember we used to travel quite a bit to learn Madani Qaida, back in them days.
I've got a message, mashallah, Shahid Bhai sent a message. We do have a 41-day course, Madani Qaida course. Let's go to the messages. Assalamu alaikum assalam.
Walaikum assalam.
I keep having nosebleeds and headaches and I was wondering why this has happened. Please do istikhara. Okay. Salam alaikum assalam. Will I ever get married and be happy? Inshallah. Inshallah. Why not? Why not? Inshallah Azawajal. Or, you know, don't lose hope in the will of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is the most superior. He is the one, alhamdulillah, who can help us. You know, when you start to, you know, put your arms back and you say, oh, nothing's working out for me. Never give up. You know, the thing is, life has to continue. These things, yeah, the part of life, sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're bad. And all them situations where, you know, you're struggling, you know, financially, you're struggling through a lot of things. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, Azawajal, knows the best plan for you. So never ever give hope in the will of Allah. So we'll always keep struggling. There are people out there. I saw a person, he doesn't have legs, he doesn't have arms. Can you imagine that person is like just the top part of the body is just and the guy does everything.
The waqi about the bazaar.
Yeah, last week's risala, wasn't it? Yeah. So don't think like that. You know, Allah Ta'ala is, He knows what is good for us. Yeah, and you know, we had Buzurgane Deen Rahimahumullah, where they used to say that, Ya Allah, that Buzurg, he says, Ya Allah, when his eyes was taken away, and the angel said, you know, do you want me to make dua in the court of Allah to give you eyesight back? And he says, why? If Allah is happy with me, with not having any eyes, I don't want them.
Allah.
So always be content, have sabr, and make dua. And sometimes you say, oh gee, sabr kutu ana. Again, our zimadari is to guide you, to tell you that, have sabr, you'll benefit from that as well. So the Islamic brother or the Islamic sister who sent the message, will I ever get married and be happy? Inshallah, Azawajal, you will. And just think of the problems that you might think are
causing. One other thing to bear in mind is that, those you know, who you're going to get married to, if it's destined for you to get married, you will get married.
Jee.
And the pair is written. So if it's written for you to get married and who you're going to get married to, then you will get married. Nothing in the world will stop that.
Jee.
And if it's not written for you, then obviously nothing can change.
I'm just trying to.
Yeah, I mean, did they want to spirit secure that regarding the marriage?
Please,
if
yes.
They are important,
Jee. Yeah.
I'll give you an hour, inshallah. Okay, those who are having obstacles in the marriage, or they think that there's obstacles, or even to the extent that, you know, they get engaged and even the engagement breaks off. This is a spiritual cure for them. It mentions after Salatul Fajr, if you make this particular spiritual cure 312 times with Durood Sharif before and after, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. So recite this 312 times after Fajr Salah with Durood Sharif before and after, and make dua for a righteous marriage, inshallah. Not only will you get married soon, but also your husband will be a virtuous husband. So, mashallah, nek par is wali.
Mashallah. Jee, we got a message, code word Medina 5. Salam, wa alaikum assalam. I believe my brother is being controlled and influenced by a jinn. Please do istikhara for me, inshallah. But the thing is, you already believe in it, so what's the point doing istikhara? So, you know, that's again, you know, jumping to conclusions. But you know what's going to happen now, seriously. Sometimes what happens is, when you start to believe that, and if the istihara comes out that there's nothing wrong, you say, nah, eh, ni teek, oh, dhar julo. Yeah, oh, zaar pon ki na, oh, sayi da si jinn. Oh, jinnara na bhi bhai ur si. Yeah, so, please.
Kere mulkha jumaya.
Jee, kere mulkha jumaya, oh, bhi basi. You know, so the thing is, you know, we're just trying to help here that, you know, don't always assume something that, you know, because you're going through a very bad patch, someone is doing jadu, your business is going down, you know, someone's done jadu. It's not the case. But
also another thing to mention, regarding, you were talking about the topic of, you know, jadu as in magic, or the famous, say, black magic, as they call it.
Yeah.
But like Amir al-Sunnah, do wazahat of that, you know, they clarify or, you know, make us understand that, you know, magic doesn't have a color, so it's not black magic, it's magic,
yeah.
Basically jadu. And we're not denying that it doesn't exist. It does exist, but it's very minute, but it's blown well out of proportion.
Yeah.
It's like, alhamdulillah, you know, Dawud Swami does, you know, it goes into many thousands of istikharas on a daily basis. And if you look at, you know, if you shortlisted topics, you know, of results, it's very minute amount.
But yeah.
Because, you know, the misconceptions there, and, you know, the
people think every second person is a magician nowadays.
That's how it is. You know, how we, you know.
Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala sani kare. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. I have recently been feeling very low and mood, and I've been having regular panic attacks, which I have not had before. I have issues with sleeping too. Please, can you give me a wazifa to help me with my anxiety? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Please, can I have a wazifa for a sister who lives in France? She is said is afflicted by sahar, by jinn again. If you can get us the details, when we'll do the istikhara, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Bismillah ar-Rahman. In regards to one of the messages you mentioned, Abhisab, nosebleed. If somebody is suffering from nosebleed, mentions with the shahada finger, this finger, if you write Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Mira Sunnah, mashallah, I mentioned this in Fizani Sunnah as well. If you write with your finger, Bismillah, start from the forehead and down.
Sideways or just?
Ji. So you start from the forehead and
above. Bismillah, okay.
Inshallah, the nosebleed will finish, inshallah.
Mashallah. Ji, brother, can you do istikhara? Too much problem in the house, kids fighting each other, and husband and wife relationship going bad, kids don't work. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla.
With that, I think it was the same message that they mentioned two problems, nosebleed and headache. In regards to those who suffer, headache is a common problem anyway, more or less in every home. So those viewers who suffer from headache, this particular spiritual cure, very mujarrab, so very tried and tested, mashallah. It mentions that recite Surah Nas, the last surah of the 30th chapter. Recite Surah Nas 7 times with Durood Sharif, once before and after, and then perform Dhamma on the person who's suffering from the headache. Once they've completed and performed the Dhamma, then ask that person whether the pain is still there or whether it's gone away.
If so after reciting Kulaz Gurabi Nas 7 times.
Recite. So basically, for example, you've got the headache of some, and you're suffering headache. So I'm doing. I'm going to do the dhamm on you. Then I'll recite Surah Nas 7 times with Bismillah ar-Rahman each time. Durushi once before and after, then I'll perform dhamm upon you. So once I perform dhamm upon you, then I'll ask you whether the pain is still there or whether it's gone away. If it's gone away, then that's fine. If you're still in pain, then repeat the same process, i.e. the Surah Nas 7 times again, and then perform dhamm again. Once I've done this the second time, then ask you again whether the pain is still there or not. And if it is still there, then recite the third time, inshallah, by the time you've completed the third time and do the dhamm, inshallah, the pain will definitely go away.
Thoughts come into my mind where there was this person, he rang to a peer sahab in Pakistan, which are a peer sahab kut hasan waise, and he goes, I've got this problem. So he goes, send £200, I'll have to read some wazai for you. So he sent £200, and then about a week later, peer sahab says that, you're any better. He goes, not really, no. He goes, okay, send another £200, I'll do another wazifa. Yeah, peer, sure. Yeah, pay as you go, peer.
Credit run out again.
Yeah, he's run out of credits. Allahu Akbar. But again, this is what, a lot of people out there are targeting vulnerable people. Assalamu alaikum. Please, can you do istikhara if I should go to Pakistan or stay in Dubai? Okay, inshallah, he also says, love your program. Jazakallah khairah. Inshallah, we will do the istikhara for you as well. Assalamu alaikum. I have a job in a carpet furniture shop, but he received a job offer in a different carpet furniture shop. Should I stick with the current job or take the new job offer? Okay, we'll do the istikhara for you as well, inshallah. But please remember again, if you get istikhara, it's better to move on. Just don't move out, see, Changaji Hudafiz, I'm going to work in Monday. I'm starting a new business. Always look at that place as well. Sometimes, always remember that it's better to go away to a different place, but with good terms.
Good terms.
If you go and you start working in the new shop and a week down later, they shop because of COVID-19, you've lost your job and, you need to go back to that same place again. So always, if you go with a good accord, they might take you back on again. But if you just do that, then that is not good as well. Can you do istikhara? I'm really meant was to say that my grandma hates herself. Okay, so she's harming herself. Allah Ta'ala give a cure, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for her. I want to get an istikhara done for my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law stays ill as she has pain from one side of the body. Code name Medina. Inshallah, we'll do the istikhara for that as well.
Also, the sleep and anxiety message, then I'll let you give the replies. In regards to the person who is suffering with the sleep problems and anxiety, regarding the sleep problem, anyone who doesn't who's difficult to fall asleep or having sleep problems, if they recite La ilaha illallah 11 times, Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon oneself and then go to sleep, inshallah, they will fall asleep. And in regards to anxiety, if they recite La Hawl Sharif, La Hawla wa La Quwwata illa Billahi Al-Aliyy Al-Azim. I'll mention it before you even say something after that. They recite that 99 times and perform them upon yourself, inshallah, okay. The anxiety. I got you there before you shot.
Subhanallah. Someone wanted an istikhara who said that I believe my brother is being controlled and influenced by a jinn. The istikhara has been done. There's no jinn, there's nazar. It's an evil eye. La ilaha illallah 60 times to them. Allah Ta'ala will give them shifa.
A lot of people have said, you know, regarding evil eye, a lot of people take it lightly. And it mentions about evil eye that it's so strong that it can make the camel be slaughtered and the man into the grave.
And it can kill a person as well, because they tend to go into a mode of depression and all that kind of stuff. So there's no jinn, there's nazar about that. Another istikhara done for Islamic, it's an Islamic sister. I've been recently feeling very low and in mood, regular panic attacks. Istikhara has been done, it's clear. Istikhara problems, kid at home, fighting, husband-wife relationship, there is nazr-e-bad. So please, la ilaha illallah. So is it nazr-e-bad on the whole family? So if it's on the whole family, they read la ilaha illallah. The mom can do that, the dad can do that. If the kids are old enough and they can read with tajweed, they can do that themselves. Also, the Islam brother wanted an istikhara if it's better for him to go to Pakistan or stay in Dubai. The istikhara has come back as better in Dubai. Okay. Islam brother asked for an istikhara that if he wants to move to a different shop, then the istikhara has been done that you are better. You can go for a new job. It will be good for you. But like I said, please go on a good accord.
For example, they need to give a notice for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Give them the notice and then go, inshallah. Okay. And also, nose bleeds and headaches. Someone sent in a message. Istihara has been done and it's nazr-e-bad again. So please, inshallah, la ilaha illallah, 60 times. Someone sent in a message for their mother-in-law who stays ill, code name Medina. The message has been done and it's illness. There is no jadu, no nazr-e-bad or anything like that. It's illness. Allah Ta'ala give shifa.
Ameen. Recite, Ya Hayyu. Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu, 1,000 times with the Rushi before and after. Perform them upon the patient.
Okay. Jazakallah khaira. Please take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.